Hello, and welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. This is a special bonus episode to help you settle down here on New Year's Eve. I hope you're doing well and you've enjoyed any celebrations you might have had. As a thank you for all your love and support in 2021, I'm delighted to give you this extra opportunity to relax tonight. So, without further ado, let's begin. As another year comes to a close, we prepare to welcome in the new year with all its fresh starts, its hopes, and its possibilities. And so, on this final night of December, let's take some time to put the old year to bed. Together, we'll think back on the last 12 months, all the happy times, the challenges, the laughter and the tears, and say goodnight to what's past, so we can open our hearts and minds to the future. To begin, make sure you're nice and comfortable in bed. Whether you like to sleep on your back, your side, or your stomach, get into whatever position puts your body at ease. Adjust the pillow if needed, so it feels supportive beneath you, and pull the covers up around you, making sure you're nice and warm. When you're in the right spot, take a moment to settle in. Feel the sensations of the soft sheets and blankets, the firmness of the mattress, the air in the room that touches your skin. Listen to hear if there are any ambient sounds, the gentle whirring of an appliance, trees swaying in the breeze, or the movement of a nearby pet. Notice if there are any smells or tastes you can detect. The scent of soap from a bath, or flowers on a table, the taste of toothpaste in your mouth, or anything more subtle. You don't need to focus on any of these sensations. Just notice them and welcome them into your experience of this moment. These are the little details that make your environment what it is and help you understand where you are at this point in time. Now that you have a sense of the present, you can begin to turn inward to your memories, thoughts, and imagination, and tuck the old year into bed, so you can drift off into a peaceful sleep, ready for all that's yet to come. I'd like you to imagine a house that's comfortable and cozy at night, It can be any shape, size, and layout you like. A small bungalow, a snowy cabin, or a grand mansion. It doesn't matter what it looks like, so long as you feel at peace there. Picture the details of the exterior of the house. How many windows does it have? And where are they located? Is the house made of stone, wood, or brick? What's the weather like outside? Is it a warm night or a cold one? Is there a salty sea breeze? Or perhaps a layer of crunchy snow on the ground? Are there pine trees, palm trees, or other perennial plants? Once you have an idea of the outside environment, let's make our way inside the house. Walk up to the front door and grasp the handle. Open the door and step into the entryway. Now, take a look around, again noticing the details. Are the floors hardwood, or do they have carpets or rugs? What colour are the walls? Are the ceilings high or low? Remember, there aren't any right answers to these questions. The only thing that's important is that you feel comfortable inside this house. This is a place for you to feel welcome and at ease. We'll be spending some time here, and this is where we'll leave the old year to rest. From the entryway, walk into the living room and find a comfy place to sit down. When you're settled, you can start to look back over the past year. Think about how the year began. Many of us go into January with New Year's resolutions. Things we want to do differently in the year to come, or goals we'd like to meet. What was something you were hoping to accomplish when this past year began? Perhaps choose one goal to think about and hold it in your mind. Acknowledge that it's been important to you, that there was a reason why you wanted to focus on it. Now, move through the year, thinking of what you did to work towards this goal. Did you stick to a new schedule, or add in a new routine? Did you have trouble working towards your goal, or did you find it easy to focus on? Here at the end of December, consider how far you've come. From this perspective, do you feel you've met your goal, or is there still more you'd like or need to do to bring it to light? Try to think about it without judgment. It doesn't matter if you've accomplished that goal or if you still have some distance to go. Think of all you've learned about yourself and about others because of it. Consider what lessons you can bring with you into the new year. If you weren't able to meet your goal, think about what made it challenging to reach. And remember, there are always new ways to approach your goals. If you met your goal, think about why you were able to do so. Consider the people who helped you get there, or the ways in which you relied on others to make it happen. In your mind, thank your goal for all it's helped you learn over the past year. Without judgment, understand that this goal has been part of your journey. And now, from your seat in your cozy house, take this goal in your hands and stand up. Walk through the house to the first bedroom and open the door. Place this goal in its own small bed. Tuck it in and then walk back to the doorway. Take one last look at this goal. Then switch off the light. Whisper good night and close the door. You'll have fresh goals in the new year. They might be similar to this one, but your approach to them will be a little different because of all you've learned already. With this past year's goal tucked away in bed, you have room within you to welcome your new goals into your mind and heart. Now, walk back to the living room and take a seat in your comfy spot once again. Looking back over this past year, I'd like you to think of one of the hardest moments in it. This could be a personal challenge, a moment of sadness or hardship, a period when things didn't turn out the way you'd hoped, or even the loss of someone or something that was important to you. Every year has its difficult, sad, frustrating, and disappointing times. Just as life has its happy moments, it has its moments that test our strength and resilience too. Take some time to remember how it felt to be in that moment. Consider it without judgment. It's okay if you felt angry, upset, lost or sad. Give yourself permission to accept however you felt at that time. And now, here at the end of December, consider how far you've come since then. Perhaps it's been several months since this moment. Maybe it's more recent, so you've only had a short time to process it. Regardless of how much time has passed, think of what's changed between then and now. Remember the strength you had to muster within yourself to keep going, even when times were tough. Think of the people who helped you through it, who were supportive and kind. Think of how you helped yourself through it. Consider all that you've learned about yourself and others because of this challenging time. Think about the lessons you can bring with you into the new year. Without judgment, understand that this challenging time has been part of your journey. And now, from your seat in your cozy house, take this challenge in your hands and stand up. Walk through the house to the second bedroom and open the door. Place this challenge in its own small bed. Tuck it in and then walk back to the doorway. Take one last look at this challenge. Then switch off the light, whisper good night, and close the door. You'll have new challenges in the year to come. They might be similar to this one, or very different, but your approach to them will be shaped, even to a small degree, by all you've learned already. With this past year's challenges and hardships tucked away in bed, you have room within your heart and mind to accept the past and move forward one step at a time. Now walk back to the living room and take a seat in your cozy spot once more. Looking back over the last 12 months, I'd like you to think of one of the most fulfilling experiences you had. It can be a time when you accomplished something, watched a relationship flourish, had a nice dinner with friends or family, or even made peace with a part of yourself. Every year has its happy, joyful times, and ones that give you a sense of fulfillment and contentment. Just as life has its hardships, it has moments that show us how much beauty and possibility is at our fingertips. With your fulfilling experience in mind, take some time to remember how it felt to be in that moment. Consider it without judgment. Recall the depths of your joy, laughter, peace, or accomplishment. give yourself permission to accept however you felt at that time. Think about what steps you took to reach that moment, what decisions you made that led to such joy and fulfillment. Remember who was with you along the way, who was present in that moment, or who contributed in helping you get there. And now, here on the last night of the year, consider how far you've come since then. It doesn't matter if it's been months, weeks, or just days since that moment of happiness. However much time has passed, think of what's changed between then and now. Consider all that you've learned about yourself and others because of this fulfilling time or the circumstances that led to it. Think about the lessons you can bring with you into the new year. Without judgment, understand that this fulfilling and joyous time has been part of your journey. And now, from your seat in your cozy house, take this sense of fulfillment in your hands and stand up. Walk through the house to the third bedroom and open the door. Place it in its own small bed. Tuck it in and then walk back to the doorway. Take one last look at it, then switch off the light. Whisper good night and close the door. You'll have new moments of happiness and contentment in the new year. They might be similar to the one you just recalled, or very different, but your approach to them will once again be shaped, even just a little, by all you've learned already. With this past year's moments of happiness and joy tucked away in bed, you have room within your heart and mind to welcome in all the new successes and smiles day by day. Now, instead of walking back to the living room, I'd like you to continue down the hallway to the fourth bedroom. This is where you will spend the night. On this final night of the year, you'll sleep in this cozy and comfortable house, tucked away, safe and sound, with all of the experiences that have led you here. In the other rooms are your goals, your challenges, and your moments of happiness. These are the details that build the foundations of your life. They are the experiences that make you who you are. The memories that shape the way you approach all that you face each and every day. But they are also part of the past. Tonight, we thank the past for being a part of us, and we look ahead to the future and all the new experiences life has to offer. Tomorrow, you'll find the key to a new house. Over time, it will become just as familiar, cozy, and comfortable as this one. 12 months from now, you'll be able to look back on this moment in time and reflect on how far you've come once more. You can always return to this house, these memories, tucked away in this year of your life. But understand that you can also move on from them. They are safe here, and you are still on your journey, which is sure to lead you to countless new and inspiring places. So, open the door to the fourth bedroom and walk inside. Climb into bed and adjust the pillows and blankets just the way you like them. Switch off the lamp beside the bed and close your eyes. Now, whisper good night and dream of all that is to come in the year ahead, as you take your next step into the future.